You know, there's a transitional period that occurs between raising your kids and parenting an adult son or daughter. And sometimes that's a difficult transition. And in fact, maybe you find yourself as a parent with an adult son or daughter, not successfully yet for numbers of reasons. And part of it's our culture in which we live today, the expectations, the economy, decisions that young people make, so many things that fit into this process of loving your adult son and daughter, caring for them, and at the same time, understanding your role. Maybe it feels a little overburdened for you. Today, we got some encouragement for you. We're going to give you some help. You're going to hear some stories, and we're going to talk about helping your adult children at the same time, setting some boundaries when necessary. Hey, just before we get to our calls, today and tomorrow, these are the last 2 days of our special fundraising here in the spring. Every call that has been coming in, every person going online that's given a gift is helping us with intentional living to reach people for Jesus Christ. And I just want to flat out say we need your help. We're behind where we need to be at this point. And your support, your gift, stepping up and being a part of the ministry right now will assure us that we're on the right track and that we can continue to carry on with this mission from day to day. I want to get to you a copy of my book, Declutter Your Life, and that'll sort of fit in even to this topic, isn't it, in our relationship. So go to theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717. All right, let's get to Chrissy, who's on the line today. Chrissy, welcome to the show. What's your question?
My question is, my 19-year-old will not work, he keeps, you know, he'll have 50 excuses. He'll say he's trying, he won't do it. And it's kind of causing a rift between me and my husband because we don't really know what to do. And we've asked him to leave. And, you know, I wouldn't have just made him leave because he wasn't working, but he also is just really angry and kind of hateful, too. And it's causing issues with the other children, too.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. What do you think? How and when do you do that as a parent? Some of you have been down that road intentionally. You've dealt with it as the best you can in an appropriate way. Some of you blew it in the process. Let's learn together. This is a community here at Intentional Living, learning together how to be intentional with things that matter. And when we have a relationship that needs some cleaning up, decluttered a little bit, how do you deal with it as a follower of Christ? Phone line is open. Let's go. Help Chrissy and others who are facing that. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the number. We'll get to your calls in a moment. Thinking about decluttering, though, the reason I got on that topic today was I was thinking about one of our children and her spouse and three of our grandchildren are about to move to the other side of the world. They've been called to ministry in Africa in a very dangerous place. And of course, we're praying for them that God will direct them. But here's the decluttering thing that came up. Because of where they're going and how they're going, they can only take with them what they can get in the suitcases on the airplane. I mean, that's it. All the junk, you know, when we move from house A to house B, and you got this great big U-Haul, and then in a second U-Haul, they get to take for life, for their family, whatever they can put on the airplane. And there's a great show someday. If you could only take to your next destination in life what you could get in the suitcases on an airplane, what would you take? That's an interesting declutter question. We'll get to that. But first things first, Chrissy, when she called, I want you to hear a little more of her call because we really need not only to help her but others to be intentional in decluttering maybe an unhealthy relationship or an issue that needs to be dealt with. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. What would you say to Chrissy and others today? Take a listen.
I have a question. I have a family. I have my husband, and then I have two sons that I had previously to my husband, and then one little one that is my husband's. My older ones are 19 and almost 17, but my question is, or just giving you background, is my 19-year-old will not work, will not, like we, I mean, he keeps, you know, he'll have 50 excuses. He'll say he's trying, he won't do it. And it's kind of causing a rift between me and my husband because we don't really know what to do. And we've asked him to leave, and we told him he could go stay at his dad's, that isn't very much in the picture ever, but we told him he could go stay there, or, you know, his grandma has taken him in right now, and she's kind of undermining the parenting situation. He's always kind of dealt with some issues his whole life with, you know, he had a little bit of a learning disability, but it was more so kind of he just had a hard time focusing, but he was really quiet too, and so he just kind of always pulled through school, just kind of bare minimum. And, you know, I wouldn't have just made him leave because he wasn't working, but he also is just really angry and kind of hateful too, and it's causing issues with the other children too. Mm.
All right. As a parent, maybe you've been down this path with your son or daughter, or maybe your parents had to deal with that in your life as you became a young adult. How do we transition? You know, we talk about this clutter thing. How do you transition from childhood into adulthood in an effective, intentional way? Sometimes it works beautifully, and sometimes it's very bumpy and very difficult. And I'd love to hear how some of you intentionally handled this. 888-888-1717 is the telephone number. I will say this, we have to, and I think God really wants us to maintain relationship. And it's important, whatever process that you're going through with a young adult, that you go to try to maintain the relationship. You might be angry, you might be frustrated, you may be hurt, they may be disappointing you, you're frustrated, and if a blended family, you had all the complexity of his versus mine and ours, and there will be things that may be said during that time that are irreversible down the road. There are times things are done that down the road are at best difficult to pull back from. And so when we think of intentional living, can I encourage you today, if you're a parent with a young adult and you're going through this and you're trying to make an important decision, now more than ever, that you would declare your intention before God that whatever we do, we're going to do this in the best interest of our son or daughter, the best interest of our family, and we're not going to allow our emotions to dictate how we respond. Now, they're going to drive you maybe internally in how you're feeling, but if you allow those feelings to dictate what you actually say and do, you could have great regret. Maybe some of you can express that, and you can share that that was your experience. All right, the lines are busy. Love to have you join in. 888-888-1717 is the number. Ali from New Mexico. We talked to him on a related topic. Go right ahead, Ali.
I've got a son that's just turned 22, I'm sorry, but we've sent him to a rehab in the past. He's addicted.
Did he want to go, or did you just force him to go?
It was more of me forcing him to go.
Yeah, as you know, and you've learned, people don't change unless they want to change.
I have worked in the court system for 25 years.
Yeah, and you've seen that then, haven't you?
I can see them being ordered and it not working, but unfortunately, I didn't know what to do, and that's what I did.
Sure. You're a dad. That's what parents do. You try, right?
I finally sent him to a type of military school, and he did get through that and graduated. After he got out, he just went back to using drugs. And at 21, I just finally just shut him off, and I didn't give him any more money or anything like that. And he's, like I say, just turned 22, but I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah. How are you doing, Ollie?
I'm doing all right. It's just we don't have any type of relationship whatsoever. It hurts me very deeply, but I don't know what to do.
Does he know that you really love him? Do you think he feels that?
I hope so. I have tried to show him love, and he was the best child in the world. And we went and did everything in the world, and we went to church. We did everything until he turned about 12, 13 years old. And then that's when the problems really started.
Yeah, so he's on the streets now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Do you have contact with him?
Yes, sir. I say I have contact with him. I see him, but he doesn't talk to me.
Mm. Well, we're praying for you, brother. Listen, I think that's the question as a parent. When is the time and how do you do it? When you have to cut the string, cut the cord, let your child live with the choices in life that they've made, When do you step in? When you step back? This is not, by the way, this is not a perfect science. This is as much art and understanding of your own spiritual relationship with Christ and your own parenting strengths and weaknesses as you go through this. Let's help each other. 888-888-1717. That's the question. This is Intentional Living.
Take a look at your dining room table. Is it a place for you to share family meals? Or maybe just collect mail and old receipts? How about that chair in the bedroom? Do you sit in it and read? Or is it really just another spot to pile up clothes? If that's the state of the rooms in our house, what about the rooms in our hearts, which are often just as cluttered with emotional trauma and baggage?
It may be time to declutter your life. During the Intentional Living Spring Support Drive, with your monthly gift of any size or all at once at $30 or more, you'll take home a copy of Dr. Randy's book, Declutter Your Life. In the book, you'll learn how clutter can keep you from the life Christ has given you and encourage you to intentionally seek God. Give right now by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, thanks, Kurt. A reminder that this new book from our Intentional Living Center that I had a chance to write in cooperation with my team here is a very practical look at how to declutter the areas of our life that matter the most in a way that honors God and benefits us. And it is our gift to you when you join us right now in these last hours of our spring fundraiser here for Intentional Living. Again, call 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. We have staff standing by to talk to you. Or go to theintentionallife.com. And your support is allowing us to reach more people for Christ. And we can't do it without your help. What you do right now will make a huge difference for the days ahead. 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Kathy. Our adult son came home a few years ago and told us that he was living a lifestyle that is totally against our beliefs. And at first it was very devastating to us as Christian parents who have raised him in the Word of God. But we have been intentional about keeping the relationship open with him. And even though he lives long ways away, we go out to see him. We have learned not to nag him or to preach at him. He's going to be 29. And I am just thanking God and want to encourage other parents. It might be against what you believe, what your children are doing, but you can nag the throne of grace about your children. But do not nag your adult children, because you will drive them away. I just really thank the Lord for the wisdom he has given to my husband and I. And that's all I got to say. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We started today. Chrissy from Kansas isn't sure how to handle this problem with a 19-year-old son. When to cut the cord, how to cut the cord. You all are responding. Let's go. Carol is in New Mexico. Welcome to the program, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Good, doing well. Thank you. Go right ahead.
Well, my story is that we had a daughter, and between the ages of 17 through 21, it was the same thing. It was drugs and alcohol and running with the wrong friends. I would pray out to the Lord to please help us. And one day she came home and she's, you know, to deliver her. And one day she came home and she said, Mom, I'm pregnant. Mm. And I looked up at the Lord and I said, but Lord, I didn't mean like that. You know, and so she had the baby, a little baby boy, and we were helping her raise him. You know, we were supplying all the baby's needs. I mean, all she had to do was open the closet and pull out a diaper, you know, the formula, it was all there. So my husband and I were constantly fighting about this and just fighting about it. And one day I just sought the Lord on this and I said, Lord, help us. What are we supposed to do? And I heard the Lord say that my husband and I had to come together on this.
Yes.
We had to be in unity with this and make the decision to cut her off. Because he said, as long as you continue to do everything for her, she will never look for me.
That's right.
She will never seek me. So we made the decision together, and it was very hard. It was one of the hardest things. And what made it even harder is that she got mad, and she took the baby with her, and they took off, and we didn't know where they were. And that was really, really hard for us with the baby being gone. not knowing what was going on, where were they at. So one day she comes in about 2 weeks later, really. I mean, 2 weeks is a long time, you know, but she, for us, and she came in, dropped the baby on the floor and said, I can't do this. I can't take care of him. And she took off.
Wow.
So for the next 18 months, my husband and I raised the little boy. And then one day she came home. And when she came home, she was ready. And she actually met someone and they got married. And they have my grandson, and they had a granddaughter. And my daughter was actually able to get her bachelor's degree.
So what I hear you saying, Carol, is at the end of the day, she had to grow up. She had to face reality. And I think to add on to that, we can overdo for our kids or our young adults. We can solve their problems, jump in too soon, cover everything, make it easy for them. And in the process, we weaken them. When we do everything for our children, we weaken them. And that's also true with young children. That's why throughout the years, intentional living has taught, you know, hold your kids accountable. Give them as much responsibility as age appropriate. Allow them to solve problems. Don't jump in and solve everything for them. Because if they learn to do that when they're young adults and teenagers, it'll help them when they get into adulthood. Really powerful. Thank you, Carol. Appreciate it. We've got to move on. A lot of people want to join in on this. Talking about young adults, when do you cut the string? How do you do it? Anna in Georgia, go right ahead.
Hey, Randy.
Hey.
I just am wanting to really touch base as far as on the young adult side. I'm 24 years old. I actually just turned 25 a few days ago, and my parents split up when I was young. And my mom really struggled. She really didn't know what to really do, didn't know how to raise a 8 and 10-year-old by herself, and really relied on her parents, which very thankful for them. And, you know, it was something that both of myself and my brother realized young, that we needed to step up. We needed to take on responsibility. We see my mom struggling. So we did. We both figured out how to make a lemonade stand, and we figured out how to, you know, volunteer and do things that people noticed. We want to work. We want to help. We want to do something to help our mom. And we started getting babysitting jobs and pet jobs, you know, walking or cleaning the dog or the cat or whatever. And it taught us to be responsible. At 10 and 12 years old, we were making $50 a week and not doing chores.
Wow.
You know, whereas as a normal 10-year-old, you're doing chores and you get $5 a week or whatever the new standard is for that now.
Now let me ask, what are you doing now? You obviously are a very responsible young person, and you're on your own now. You married, you have family, or?
I'm married. Actually, the whole part of the declutter is getting into that is when I finally met the man of my dreams, and I've known him for years. And I told Mom, I was like, Mom, I've got to go. This is where I need to be. I prayed about it. I mean, went to different churches that I've been involved with throughout my life and sat down with youth pastors that I've grown up with and talked to them and told them my story, just getting different perspectives. And it always follow it. You know, if God's giving you that door, go through it. And
Well, it sounds like, Anna, part of what
you're in a few months.
How long did you say?
In a few months, we'll be celebrating a year.
Oh, congratulations. That's good. Hey, listen, you know, we kind of bringing in this whole declutter theme in this process of the relationships. And part of what you did was you grew up, you were responsible, but there was a point you felt God was leading you, and it was a natural progression. I think it's a difficult thing. For some families, it's almost like tearing a flesh when we get into these young adult years and helping our kids grow into adulthood. But I just want to revisit, you know, Chrissy started all this with the question about the 19-year-old son leaving home and not being responsible, maybe a good kid, but not responsible. And when do we cut him off and how do we handle it? There's no perfect science to this. You have to be in agreement as a couple. If you're a single parent, really get good counsel. But man, listen, make sure that you're being intentional in maintaining that relationship. That is such a critical part of it. Hey, listen, lots of calls. Love to have you join in. 888-888-1717. How to be intentional. Maybe how to declutter a relationship that isn't working so well in a healthy way with your adult son or daughter. We started this lesson by looking at the scripture that says, if you love me, Jesus says, you will do what I say. You will do what I command. You will know what the word says and live it. Our verse here, Intentional Living, is from Ephesians 5:10 that says to figure out what pleases Christ and do it. And to do that, you have to focus on God's intention. So as we talk about growing your faith, I would ask the question, do you know what that entails? Do you know what the Bible teaches? Are you a regular student of Scripture? Are you studying what the Bible says? And if you're not, then your focus is going to be elsewhere. If you want to be intentional in growing your faith, focus on God's intention. That's an excerpt from the lesson this month on the freedom process for and from your faith. It's on our member site, up on our website. Our member site is just a little area that we set aside with content for our members, those who are supporting the ministry on an ongoing, regular, monthly basis. Thank you, because you're part of this team, and we appreciate having you to be a part of this that helps us do what we do every day together. And if you join us today, I want to make sure you get the access to that as well. Call us. We're down here the last couple days of our special fundraiser, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. And I want to thank you for your support for what we're doing here at Intentional Living. If you're brand new to this, we got one goal, and the goal is this. We know that when you and I and our families, as followers of Christ, we live intentional today. What one thing am I going to do today? Bring glory to God, benefit to those I love, and the trickle-down benefit to me is there as well. When we live that way, our lives and our families are better, and we see people coming to Christ, homes strengthened, marriages saved, and you're helping make that possible when you call 888-888-1717. And I want to say on behalf of our entire team how much we appreciate your support and standing with us here at Intentional Living.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Checking our comment line, we do have a success story that someone wants to share with us. Take a listen.
I'm just calling to leave you a little bit of a testimony. A few months back, we started listening to Intentional Living, maybe 5 months ago, and now we have decided that to stop climbing the corporate ladder. I've recently, actually just yesterday, finished my last day of the corporate world, and we are now becoming missionaries in Gilbert, Arizona. We will be opening up a student union and a pizza place to basically run the finances for the student union. And we just decided it's the time to take God serious and follow him and live intentionally. And that's where we're heading. So we will see what the next few months hold from that and how God shows up and how he works in that. So anyway, thank you guys very much.
Hey, listen, that was left on our comment line. I'd love to hear, as a young couple making a big decision to be intentional, I'd love to get a follow-up on that. Let us know, how'd that turn out? What's going on? What is God doing? We'd love to hear the success stories of Phase 2, Chapter 2, in the lives of what you're telling us, all right? Today, we started with Chrissy, who got us in the focus of a 19-year-old son and how to cut the strings, help him grow up, leave home, how does she handle it? And you all have been responding. Laura's next. With a comment from Michigan. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. Thanks for waiting. Go right ahead.
Well, as I explained when I called in, I'm in the middle of this. I have three daughters, and my two bookend daughters are very responsible. They took to the training and restrictions we laid out for them. My middle child, however, is probably one of the reasons why I'm calling in. One of the things that my husband and I did to be intentional with them, to kind of mold them to be young adults, is the freshman year, the fall of their freshman year, they started high school, And they knew it was coming, so it was no culture shock. But we quit paying for niceties. Mm. So if our budget allowed to buy product X, but you wanted product Y, then you had to do chores to earn that to get that for yourself, because we wanted them to learn to budget. And two have taken very well to that. And the middle one, however, has not. And it really reared its ugly head when we had driver's training enter the issue. And we split driver's training costs, and our middle child would not save a dime. It came in and it went right back out. Well, it took 2.5, almost 3 years for that lesson to come full circle, but her younger sister saved all of her money and was able to pay for her driver's ed in full and drove home with a permit before the middle child even got hers.
No, let me see. You're saying the middle child didn't save enough, didn't save for the half of the driver's ed training, therefore didn't drive for a couple of years?
She did not get her license until she turned 18.
And how many dollars, how much money were we talking about here?
$150.
So it wasn't worth saving $150. Yeah.
Yeah, they were $350, and mom and dad were paying $200, and our children had to pay $150.
Now, was she bugging you during that time? Like, oh, you're terrible parents?
Oh, she was horrible. She would fling vulgarities at us.
Oh, wow.
And she would want to get real pushy, and the bigger tantrum you threw, think I was going to cave in, and it didn't fly. And so the last time we had money to pay for it, she walked in my room, and we'll just say she was rude. And so I ended up driving her into town, which is about 40 minutes away from us, and we had to pay our energy bill. And she was griping that she had to go inside and pay for it. And why did I have to do it? I said, because I wanted the pure enjoyment of seeing the look on your face when I just told you that that was your driver's training money.
Oh, ouch. Hey, we got to ask this. We're about to go off the air, Laura. How's she doing now? Mm-hmm. How's she doing now?
We are straddling a line. We're struggling like the original caller. She's one that thinks that she bats her brown eyes and somebody will give in. Mm. And unfortunately, mom won't, so I'm the evil one. And we're butting heads a little bit, but she's starting to learn that things have price tags.
That's for sure. Hey, listen, keep loving her. Pick your battles carefully. This kind of overview of what we do at our conferences. Pick battles carefully. Got to stick to your guns sometimes. Say, hey, this is it. And I think that's a good thing. Teaching them to be responsible. Explaining why so they understand why. But if you don't hold the grounds, they push you around. They think that's the way life works, and that's not the way life works. How to declutter that relationship in a healthy way, in a godly way, an intentional way. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Appreciate you all. We'll be back here next time with more intentional living. In the meantime, we'll be talking to you.